Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly Podcast. And this is for Friday, the 28th of August, or week ending Friday, the 28th of August, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So we'll start with the daily update first, and then followed by the weekly update. So this is for Friday, the 28th of August, 2020. There were 540 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down from 548 yesterday. Volume is also down. It's down to 1.36 billion, and that's down from 1.58 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has dropped to 2.5 million, down from 2.8 million yesterday. And the average percentage gain loss has dropped to a minus, so it's a minus 0.17%, and that's down from 1.25% positive gain yesterday, so from a positive to a negative today. And let's look at the breakdown of the 540 ASX resource stocks that were traded today. 148 had gains, and that's down significantly from 250 yesterday. There were 152 with no gain. That's up from 128 yesterday. And this is the main mover and the main concern, 240 with a loss, and that's up from 170. It is a concern to watch the market when that is over 200 with a loss, as it is today with 240. Let's look at the positive for today and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were at number one, Tungsten Mining, ASX code TGN, and it had a percentage gain of 74.16% today. At number two, we have GWR Group Limited, ASX code GWR. It had a percentage gain of 73.33% today, so very close there between number one and two. At number three, we have EMU, ASX code EMU. It had a percentage gain of 25% today. At number four, we have Coro Potash PLC, ASX code KP2. It had a percentage gain of 20% today. And rounding off at number five is Redstone Resources Limited, ASX code RDS, and it had a percentage gain of 19.05% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks. Some great gains and positive activity there. Let's move on to the commodities. And the best performing commodities for today were gold, copper, silver, and oil and gas, all performing well today. The highest traded stock today for the second day running is Adavale Resources Limited, ASX code ADD, and 12.21% of the company was traded today. And that's following up of 16.85% traded of the company yesterday. So two standout days for ADD. And as far as project locations, there was no standout project location for today. A good mixture across the board. Let's look at the last 12 months of the staff admin percentage spend versus project spend. And this is reflecting the top 20 today. And it's at 55%. So effectively, that means of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, of the money available in the last 12 months, 55% has been spent on staff admin, leaving 45% spent on projects. And that's down from 58% yesterday. So that's a step in the right direction. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 143 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution, and that's down from 149 yesterday. the average percentage gain loss is at a minus 0.22%, and that's down from a positive 0.61% yesterday. Volume remains similar. It's at 498 million today, up slightly from 497 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution, and that's up from none using an ERP software solution in the top 20 from yesterday. So that concludes the daily update. We will save the overview for the best performing weekly ASX resource stock. So again, that concludes the daily update. We'll now move on and do the overview of the ASX resource sector for this week. So this is week ending Friday the 28th of August 2020, and there were 597 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and it was the same number as last week. And of the 597 ASX resource stocks that traded this week, there were 216 with gains, and that's a huge drop from 280 last week. There are 85 with no gains, and that's up slightly from 70 from last week. And there are 299 with a loss, and that's up significantly or sharply from 245 last week. So a concern there with the rise of the losses compared to last week, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that. Let's look at the breakdown as far as the volume for this week. Volume was at 8.13 billion, and that's down slightly from 8.15 billion last week. Therefore, the average remains pretty much the same. The average volume is 13.62 million, and that's down slightly from 13.65 million last week. The average percentage gain loss has dropped to 0.99 positive gain this week, and that's down from a positive 4.94% positive gain average last week. So a significant drop there in the average percentage gains from last week to this week. Again, from 4.94% last week to 0.99% this week. Let's look at the positive for this week, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were at number one, Six Sigma Metals Limited, ASX code SI6, and it had a percentage gain of 87.50% this week. At number two, we have GWR Group Limited, ASX code GWR, and it had a percentage gain of 71.05% this week. At number three, we had Adavale Resources Limited, ASX code ADD, and it had a percentage gain of 66.67% this week. At number four, we have Kasbar Resources Limited, ASX code KAS, and it had a percentage gain of 62.50% this week. And rounding off at number five is Tungsten Mining, ASX code TGN, and it had a percentage gain of 56.16% this week. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Some huge positive gains and activity with those top five stocks. Let's move on to the best performing commodities for this week. And they were gold, vanadium, tungsten, nickel, copper, and oil and gas, all performing well this week. As far as the highest traded stock this week, that was Sigma Metals Limited, ASX code SI6. And 45.77% of the company was traded this week. As far as project locations, the Pilbara region was the standout for this week, and there's a range of commodities involved in the Pilbara region, and they include gold and iron ore. As far as looking at the percentage of the staff admin spend versus project spend, and this reflects the top 20 best performing stocks for this week and their spend over the last 12 months, it's sitting at 66.27%. So what that means is 66.27% of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks this week, 66.27% of money available in the last 12 months has been spent on staff admin, leaving just under 33% spent on projects. And that's up significantly from a 59.7% last week. So that's heading in the wrong direction. We certainly want a lot more money spent on projects than we do on staff admin. And hopefully all investors agree with that point, as the main service in the mining industry is spending money on projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there are 154 stocks traded this week in the ASX resource sector that use an ERP software solution. And that remains the same for the last 3 weeks running. As far as the average percentage gain loss, it's at a loss at a minus 1.09%. And that's down significantly from a positive 1.93% last week. Volume is similar. It's at 2.5 billion this week. And that's up slightly from 2.3 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So that now concludes the weekly overview statistics. We'll now look at the best performing stock for this week and do an overview of that stock, which was Six Sigma Metals Limited, ASX code SI6. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects. They have projects in Botswana and a recent acquisition in Western Australia. In Botswana, they predominantly deal with vanadium and lithium. However, their recent acquisition in Western Australia is predominantly gold. And they're all in exploration or acquisition phase. As far as their project spend in the last 12 months, they have spent $69,000 and $683,000 on staff admin. So that reflects, as far as percentage, they're spending 90.82% of money available in the last 12 months on staff admin and a less than 10% on projects. So if there's any questions, they're always refer those back to the board and they will be able to give you an explanation of why that is. But it simply could be waiting on the recent acquisition, waiting on environmental approvals, mining licences, etc. So we never assume anything. We just use the information provided to go back and ask the board questions. Let's look at money in the bank. They currently have approximately $800,000 as of the current quarter, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raises. As far as their market cap, they're sitting at just over 15.6 million as of close of trade today. There are just over 1 billion shares on offer, and their share price closed at 1.5 cents today. And that's up from 0.03 of a cent at the start of 2020. So some nice positive gains there for shareholders, and congratulations to shareholders. Let's look at the shareholding. And along with directors and the top 20 shareholders, they own in excess of 32% of the company. And there is a recent, there is an up-and-coming annual report out, so that may change as far as the top 20 percentage. So that now concludes the overview of the best-performing ASX resource stock for this week, which again was Six Sigma Metals Limited, ASX code SI6. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and we hope you've gained some valuable insights into the ASX resource market for today and this week. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and enjoy your weekend. Good night.